media members who have just joined us. Hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. A nice road win for your team in conference play. Go up and win a pretty hard-fought game up at Towson 23-3. Give me your assessment on what your team did well.
Well, anytime you go on the road and get a road win in this conference, you need to be excited about it. Obviously, we were very pleased with the win. I think, you know, Towson's a little banged up, playing some young guys. And, you know, their quarterback they had in there struggled a little bit. We got four turnovers in the first half that were really big, and six on the day. So we were pretty excited about that. I still don't think we're playing great on defense, even though we held them to 3 points, too many big plays in the passing game. Offensively, you know, they did a great job against our offense, probably as good as anybody all year, taking things away. They didn't let us run the football effectively. So, you know, it was one of those games that, you know, we were fortunate they turned the ball over probably more than we did, and we came out with a win.
We're here with Richmond head coach Russ Huseman. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue. You'll get his fourth, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Russ, given the circumstances this week, would you anticipate your players feeling a little bit differently about Saturday, or status quo, business as usual?
Oh, you know, they obviously, they're always coaching at Delaware now, so it's not like you can hide that fact. The one thing that I can say is that they love Danny Rocco. I mean, they loved him, and so I don't think there's animosity towards him. I think the one thing is it is Delaware week, and Delaware's a big rivalry. It's been that way. It was that way when I was here the last time. So the Delaware-Richmond rivalry, that game between those two places, programs, universities, are what's important. You know, if they're motivated because Coach Rocco is at Delaware, I hope they show it, you know, in film work, extra film work this week, and how hard they practice during the week. I told them just because they go out there and before the game jump up and down and rah-rah and yell and scream is not going to be any factor whatsoever in how we play. I hope our guys understand that. But, you know, if there is motivation, which I don't know if there is or not, but if there is, I would hope it would show up this week in practice and how they prepare.
If I could follow up by asking about strategically, would you anticipate the Blue Hens having an advantage given the number of coaches up there who are familiar with Richmond's players, or Coach Rocco and his staff being very familiar with what you guys are doing, or vice versa?
You know, I don't know. They've got six games on us. We have six games on them. You know, you can see on film who's good. They can probably see on film who's good for us and who's not playing well for us. So, you know, the six games are what's important and what we can focus on in the games that they've played and try to game plan them the best we can. Obviously, they know our personnel, and we don't know their personnel, but I'm not sure if that's I don't know if that's it's a fact. That won't be a factor in the game just because they know our personnel.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Just talk about the last time you've been up at Delaware, because I know you were there a couple of years ago with Richmond. Let's talk about the atmosphere playing there at Delaware Stadium.
Well, me personally, it's been probably 9 or 10 years since I was up there in the 5-overtime game I was involved with. But I've coached at Delaware, my time at William & Mary, my time at Richmond, and it's a great atmosphere. The fans are tremendous. The atmosphere is incredible. They love their team. You know, it's fun to play there. It's hard to play there, but it's fun to play there. And when you can go into an atmosphere like that, I know it's going to be huge this week. They're playing well. It's homecoming, I believe. So I think it'll even be more electric. Great fans, though. If one thing I do remember about it is great fans that they have, and they support their team tremendously. But it's been, you know, I've been up there a bunch, but it's been probably 9 or 10 years since I've been up there the last time.
And what are the three keys for you to your team to pull out a win this Saturday up there?
Well, we're going to, you know, I think it's the same thing defensively. We got to limit any big plays. You know, we've given up quite a few big plays this year. We got to make them continue to snap the ball. If they're going to drive, if they're going to score, you know, it has to be. We have to make them 12, 14 plays to do it for sure. Offensively, you know, right now I've watched their defense, and they're hard to move the ball on. They're very well coached, but when any opportunity we get to catch one, whether it's a deep ball, you know, whether it's an intermediate route, you know, we've got to take advantage of those opportunities. And then I think each and every week it's turnovers. I mean, we can't turn the ball over and expect to win this week.
Well, have a good week of practice.
Thank you.
Russ, some big individual efforts on your defensive side, but Chad Wiggins makes his first start of the season, seven tackles, three of them for loss, and forces a fumble. Just comment on his effort.
Yeah, we were really excited for Chad. I mean, Trey Moore couldn't play this week, and so Chad filled in for him and did an incredible job. I mean, he made plays, big plays for us, and obviously got the sack fumble at the end of the game there. But he's a good player. We knew he was a good player. You know, you go with your seniors with Trey and Brandon Waller, but we felt good about Chad coming in and playing, and he proved us right. He had a really nice game.
Got another media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin Trisoloni with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Russ, just to kind of follow up on John O'Connor's question, does your players' familiarity with Danny Rocco's offensive and defensive systems provide any kind of slight advantage for the Spiders?
Well, no. We haven't asked our players on any game plan advice, so I'm not sure if we will or not. Again, I think you can, as coaches, we evaluate the six games that we have on film, and you can see, you know, obviously they're tremendous on defense. They're playing great defense, and they're where they're supposed to be. They're physical. They can run. It's probably the best defense that I've seen on film that we've played by a long shot. I don't know if, you know, players are so one week at a time. You know, they kind of just go this week, and it's Delaware, and whether they remember what they did offensively and defensively last year, I don't think so. But I know they're excited. I think they're excited because it's Delaware. I think Delaware's excited because it's Richmond, and that's the way it should be.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
All right, Russ. Thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Thanks. See you.
Thanks.